That's how, because of her cynicism, Baba poured out that story about the necklace. The necklace. Necklace of the queen.
I never heard that one.
Huh? Yeah, it is. That Balul story.
You haven't heard of that? Mm-mm.
So what happens is for this fellow, because the other day he told us his story at our request. You have heard it. It has been there. No. Where is he gone, Bill? He's not a good teacher, it seems. What happens is, so often, you'd take it as comforting us, pampering us. But we needed that too, a little boost. So you'd say how blessed you are, that you are with me, just as I said just now about the body and this and that and all that. And then you'd say, how you have no idea what I'm saying. Your mind cannot grasp this. But know that you are the blessed. And what a blessing. We look cynically and we just turn our faces and just, you know how it is like this. It is so. It is so. It's a frank confession. We used to be like that because we were so desperate. And is this a real blessing? Is this a blessing? What does he mean by this, you see? It's like that. And then he says, then one day he comes out with this story. He says, listen to this now. He says that there was a king in the Middle East, Persia, Iraq side, you know, that in. So he was ruling over his subjects. Subjects loved him dearly. Peace reigned supreme. Everything was in plenty. There's nothing to worry about. Everything was very smooth and going fine. Subjects were happy. The king, the emperor himself was happy. And to the horror of horrors of these people who were around him, one day the king said, he left his throne and he said that he would like to be on the streets. And he leaves the throne and goes out. And so naturally the retinue of his ministers and those who were there, they followed him. They followed him one day, and he wouldn't want to return by the evening. They followed him in the night, and said, might be it is the royal prerogative for him. He wants to have a stroll like that in wandering. And then he sheds his robe and sheds his crown. And this sire says, wouldn't you want to come? Wouldn't you want to come to the palace? And, you know, you have to go to the palace now. He says, where is the palace? What's the palace? And they try to say, wouldn't you want to go to the palace now? People are waiting there, your subjects are waiting for justice to be administered. There are many cases there. And so where is the palace? What is the palace? What's the throne? What's the crown? And so they gave up hope. They returned to the court and then they had a council. And all of a sudden they decided in the council that, well, his younger brother should be crowned king because no amount, they felt that something has gone wrong with him mentally. That's how they did. So his younger brother was crowned king and the younger brother's wife was made the queen, emperor, empress. And here this man, the real king, whose name now Baba says was Balul. So he was wandering on the street. And the people thought that he had gone mad overnight, something had happened to him and gone on. There was only one person, the queen, the newly crowned queen, was the one who had a real feeling that it cannot be so, it cannot happen overnight like that. He was so good, so intelligent, so bright, and how can the mind go haywire like that in a split second like that? Nothing can be like that. There must be something that, something must have happened, some experience must have had, he must have had. So she had a soft corner, that's all. She couldn't declare it. Whenever she spoke about Balul to the newly appointed king, means the own brother, says, stop talking about that madman, that loony. You know that. Don't bring his name here in the court and all that. To give an example, Baba goes on, you see, trying to bring home to us the greatness of the emperor and the soft-heartedness of the queen. One day she says that she is pleading to her husband, as a husband, her wife pleads to her husband, says, won't it be right for us at least one day to invite the king? King, he says, king? What sort of a king? That loony, you mean to say? Says, but he's the rightful emperor. Won't it be good to invite him for the dining table and all that, at the dining table for the royal feast and all that, when all the others are invited? He should be invited, but he's eating on the streets there, the food is on the road there. So one day, of course, we are digressing, but we won't talk about these things. But he was invited, and one day when he was invited, he would sit in the... Naturally, he was invited, so his clothes were all shabby and dirty and all that. He would sit in the hall where the dinner was spread out, the feast was spread out, but he was given a seat on the floor. So he would eat and then go away without having it. But then the queen wouldn't like it, so, and she said that he should be given the chair, he should be there, he should be at the head of the table. And that king would say, are you gone mad with him? What are you saying? Is it possible for him to sit like this with his clothes like that? She said, I'll see that he has a royal robe and all that. So then I said, all right, if you have your way, because he loved her very much. So she got him to be bathed properly, scrubbed properly and all that, and put a nice royal robe and all that, and which had broad sleeves and all that. And he is at the dining table there, sitting with all the other petty kings and all that. Here is the emperor's royal feast, you see. The other kings are there. Every morsel he takes, he put it in his mouth. He puts it in his bakhor, means you eat. Eat! And he puts it in his sleeves all the time. And the queen is embarrassed. You see, what is he doing? I, with great difficulty, I've made him sit on the table. And every time, with every morsel, says, you eat! And he puts it in his sleeve.
Sleeve, you eat.
So she couldn't help it. So she says, Balul, why don't you eat? Why do you do like that? He says, what can I do? It's because of the robe. It is the feast for the robe, not for me. So such was Balul. In short, Baba is giving a picture. You know, it's because of the robe, I am made to sit here. So it is for the robe to eat, not me. I am not here invited. You follow? Mm-hmm. He was very, mm-hmm. very intelligent, although he appeared to be mad in the eyes of the world. So now the story continues. Baba again digressed and then comes back to the point. So Balul is wandering on the streets. Years are passing by. Every now and then she remembers him, but the younger brother, who is the emperor, totally rejects him and all that. Now what happens one day, one fine day, the queen is going for a walk, a stroll on the beach, seashore, with her maidens in the morning. And coincidentally, it so happened that they, as they are approaching, they see somebody sitting there, right by the side of the water there, and the beach is here, and he's playing with sand, as children play, collecting sand and creating a mound, so, with his legs spread out. So while they come, they see that he is Balul. The queen sees that. So she stops and looks at him, and he looks at her and says, Balul, what are you doing? Well, I'm busy building castles in heaven for those who deserve. You haven't heard this story? Okay, so then what happens is... no, it's a good story. I don't mind repeating. So then he says, for those who deserve, I'm building castles in heaven for those who deserve. Then Baba looks at us and says, you know what the woman said? He says, Balul, do you think that I deserve a castle in heaven? So Balul then looks up. These are all Baba is saying these through his gestures, isn't it? So Baba is acting, enacting the part. Balul looks at her and then he nods and says, yeah, you deserve. But then you have to pay the price, Balul says. So she says, all in a joke. She says, what price you want for it? Because they know that this is not a castle, this is just sand, heap of sand. So he looks at her and then points at the necklace that was around her neck. Very precious gems, stones were there. That is the price. So in a jocular way she unfastens it and gives it to Balu. And he's happy, and he is happy like a child looking at the stones and breaks the necklace, and one after the other he throws the stones, you know, precious stones in the sea. Throws it. And after he has finished with the necklace, and he looks at her and says, go, your castle is built in heaven for you. And they all giggle, the maidens are there, the queen is there, what a play and all that, and they go away. That's all. That is the story. Then, Baba says, she returns to the court in the palace. Some days pass by. All of a sudden, one day, the king notices that the queen has no necklace, that the necklace he had given of that precious stone. So he questions her, says, what's the matter? You didn't like the necklace I gave you? She says, no, I like it. So where is it? She remembered that she had completely forgotten. She had never taken any notice of it. Being the empress of Persia means what? Of Iran. Not the present day Iran, mind you. Half the world. So then, I gave that to Balul. And he became furious. Again the name Balul, and gave that necklace to Balul. And to do what? What did he do with it? He played with it and broke it and threw it in the sea. He was furious. He couldn't control himself. Lot of exchanges were there. And she says, so what if he did that with that? Do you mean to say that your whole kingdom is lost? After all, he is the king, and she took the stand for him. And there was total, what do you call
it? Doesn't she tell him that he built her?
No, not now. So then what happens? Then what happens is, what happens, this is according to the
secret.
According to Baba, the verbal exchanges were so much. She says, but why the hell do you have to give that to him? He asked you just that? He says, no, we met him and he said he'll build a castle in heaven for me. Castle in heaven for you? What was he doing? He says, he was playing with sand, and all that I asked, what were you doing? And he said, well, I'm building castles in heaven for those who deserve. And I asked whether I deserve, and he says, yeah, you deserve. And he asked me for that price, and I gave the price. Don't you think that he is a madman? Even now, don't you feel that? Whatever he be, after all, he was the emperor. That's how she takes the stand. And there was quarrel. They didn't speak for days together. Baba would say that although they were in the same bed chamber, but they never slept together. Baba's words. And they were just, they didn't want to see each other's face. They wouldn't want to speak, and this and that. All quiet and calm in the palace. Because something is wrong with husband and wife now. One night it so happened that all of a sudden this king is having a nightmare, and he's howling and wailing and moaning and crying and does not know what to do. He cannot get out of his nightmare, it seems. Have you experienced that, such a nightmare? Huh? When you can't get out of it in spite of your wanting to. You know that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I have experienced that. So it happens till somebody else gets him out of it. So he is, then all of a sudden, the wife is up now on her bed, but says he deserves, let him suffer. Who cares? That's how it was. So, but there was a time when he starts laughing loudly. And then the laughter stops, and again he starts crying and shrieking in his nightmare. As if he's totally lost, something has happened to him. Then, of course, Baba says, her heart, after all, she had a soft heart. So she touches him, he says, wake up, what's the matter? And he gets up. He says, what's the matter? And he's crying. And he sits on the bed. What happened to you? That was the first word spoken after many days of not speaking. He says, I had a very terrifying, frightening nightmare. What was it? That I had died, and I was led to the gates of heaven. Says, what's frightening about it? On the contrary, aren't you happy that you had died and led to heaven? Says, no, but the most frightening part was that when I entered the gates of heaven, and there I was, there were castles after castles there. and not a single castle would allow entry to me. Wherever I went, there is not for you. No, each on his own, each to his own, each on his own, each to his own, and all. But what? And then, just before you woke me up, I was so happy. And what the cause of happiness was? No. Then she says, but before I woke you up, you started laughing. What happened? All of a sudden, she says, yeah, that's right. What I saw was that when I went from castle to castle, I saw that window opened and I saw you there looking down at me. And I thought that it was my castle because you were there. I started entering and you shouted from there, no, you can't have entry here. And that again frightened me, and then you woke me up. So then she says, see how it is? I tell you, don't take it lightly that he's not a madman. Didn't he build a castle for me in heaven? He says, please don't talk about it. I'm sick today. And no, but call him. Have some word with him. He is the rightful one. He is the one. So do what you like. Call him if you want to. He's so depressed today. So he succumbs to her pressure. So he's called, given a good bath and all that, called in the court. Called Balul now. Called Balul. So he's sitting, he's made to sit before the throne of king. Balul is there. The rightful emperor is Balul. The one who was crowned king is there. And the queen is standing beside the king. So the king says to Balul, says, Balul. So he looks up. Do you recognize me? Says, yeah, you are the rightful king of this whole kingdom. Yeah, I recognize you. You are my brother. Yeah, I recognize you. Do you recognize this lady? Yeah, she is the queen. She is your wife. Balul, do you remember that some time back you had built a castle in heaven for her because she deserved it? Yeah, I built a castle for her because she deserved it. Don't I deserve one? So he waits and ponders and he looks at him. Yeah, you deserve two, but you'll have to pay the price. So then, before he could say any price or anything, before Balul says anything, he's, you know, those days, that period was that the emperors used to adorn themselves with things of pearls and diamonds and this and that. So he starts giving out this one after the other. And he looks, says, is that all? Is that all? Is that all? Is that all? So all this, and the king says, but Balul, when my queen asked for it and you just asked for one necklace, I've given 10 times more than this. He says, yeah. At that time she did not know the worth of what she is giving this for. Now you know the worth of a castle in heaven. So the price is priceless. Even if you were to give up your whole kingdom, it cannot match the price. For that you have to not only give up your kingdom, but you have to give up your own self.
She gave unknowingly.
She gave it without knowing, not knowing what she is doing in a childlike manner. So Baba says, you all were my children. When I asked you to come, you came. When I asked you to give up these things, you gave up, not knowing who I am. But there will come a time when the world will come to know who I am, and they will be prepared to give up their kingdoms, but that will be too little. That's what he said.
The price will be much more.
Yeah, that will be too little.